Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Libya at a crossroads.
One of our biggest concerns is Libya descending into chaos and becoming a giant Somalia.
Even a small Somalia would be a disaster for a U.S. intervention.
This is civil war. This is our war.
300,000 dead and counting. That's not a war. That's genocide.
Somalia and Black Hawk Down. If Libya is a civil war, would a military intervention set the U.S. up for a similar disaster?
Libyan rebels hesitate about calling for foreign intervention. Western nations seem stymied about what to do. Meanwhile, Muammar Gaddafi taunts.
It is Gaida, not my people. It is Gaida. Al-Qaeda, yeah.
Al-Qaeda seems to be the magic word for Gaddafi. Is possible genocide a fighting word for nations on the sidelines? Black Hawk's not up. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's an all-A-team takeaway on this Monday, March 7th. I'm back. Celeste Headlee is back.
I'm part of the A-team?
Indeed.
Of course, you know that. That's pretty cool.
You know that. We're going to talk about the future of Libya and why the international community is hesitant on the sidelines. That's our focus later on in the hour.
So can I be Mr. T or... let's take a look at the morning's news this morning. A setback on the road to Tripoli. Opposition forces marching toward the Libyan capital were turned back by a government counterattack involving fighter jets and helicopter gunships. This rebel fighter said they had to pull back under heavy fire.
We got thrown by bombs and by snipers from the side roads that we can't see. I didn't even use my Kalashnikov. I didn't find no target. All I saw is bombs and bullets.
In the west, the cities of Zawiya and Misrata remain under siege and are once again the scene of fighting this morning.
The fighting in Libya and upheaval rolling to the Middle East is causing another spike in U.S. gasoline prices. The national average for a gallon of gas is $3.50, up almost 40 cents from a month ago. That's just a month ago. Some parts of the country are seeing $4 a gallon gas. White House Chief of Staff William Daley tells NBC News President Obama is considering tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
The issue of the reserves is one we're considering. It is something that has been done on very rare occasions.
There are more than 700 million barrels worth of oil in the reserve stored in a series of underground caverns on the Gulf Coast. But some analysts say tapping the reserve won't deal with the main problem, which is the unrest in the Middle East.
Speaking of that, Saudi Arabia has banned all protests and marches in the country. That's ahead of the Day of Rage rallies are planned for Friday. In Egypt, protesters stormed the offices of the country's secret police. They say they found evidence of phone tapping, election rigging, and torture. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan this morning to assess the troop withdrawal scheduled for the summer. Speaking in Kabul, Gates says a small number of U.S. forces will remain in Afghanistan after the planned end of combat operations in 2014.
Secretary Gates will meet later with President Karzai, who's been critical of American forces for the mistaken killing of 9 Afghan children last week. Karzai says U.S. and NATO apologies are insufficient. He wants the soldiers involved to be brought to trial. Former French President Jacques Chirac goes on trial in Paris today for alleged corruption while he was the city's mayor. He's accused of paying cronies for town hall jobs that didn't exist. Chirac denies the charges. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down for Wall Street this morning on the two-year anniversary of the market low. The Dow gets underway at 12,169. The S&P opens at 1,321. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,784. You'd be Mrs. T, though, right?
Well, yeah, but...
I pity the fool.
Am I the fool, or Mr. T? I'm the one pitying. We're going to continue the discussion we've been having from last week about the possible federal defunding of Planned Parenthood. Today, the argument takes a turn from a man who says the organization is actually a threat to the black community. That's later this hour. First, though, a power vacuum in Libya. Could that lead to something like Al-Qaeda taking over? That's what Gaddafi seems to be arguing. But we're going to talk with a counterterrorism expert and former jihadist about that in just a few minutes.
I bet Gaddafi likes Mr. T.
Really?
I bet he's in.
I don't think it goes the other way, though.
I think he probably not.